Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Let the boys harmonize. Check it, 40 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest, what can I say? He is the former HBO godfather. He is the godfather of boxing when it comes to broadcasting, no question about that. And he just returned from his first free agent gig in Macau. I'm talking about the great Larry Merchant. Larry, good morning, sir.
Hey, Pedro, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you feeling? Jet lagged?
I think I just got over it.
Yeah, it took
been
me
here a couple days, and my body has finally caught up to my watch.
I couldn't do it when I was in my 20s, and my 20s and 30s. I don't know how you do it. In my 20s and 30s, I was like, I'd come back from China for, and I sleep for 2 days.
Well, on and off, I've been doing that, and trying to stay awake long enough to get a good night's sleep.
Okay. Talk to me now. Macau, when I was there in the 90s, it was hot, but it wasn't Vegas on steroids. Now it truly is Vegas on steroids, huh?
Well, I've been told by a number of sources that they now do six times the amount of gambling revenue as in Las Vegas. There are two sites there crowded or mobbed with high-rise casino hotels. And the Chinese people do have an impulse toward gambling. They have a completely different view of it than Westerners do.
Gambling and cigarettes.
yeah, that too. I had the rawest throat I've ever had before a fight just from walking through the casinos. I wasn't even hanging out there.
Well. And
so it goes.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting trip. I think that now Macau, and particularly the Venetian Hotel, which has a sister or brother place in Vegas, mm-hmm. owned by Merv Adelson, the well-known political contributor, and they're the only hotel with an arena. And they see an opportunity the way Pacquiao has gone in the Philippines. And now that there's a double gold medalist, the first ever from China in boxing, and they want to exploit it and maybe bring some big fights over there.
You know, Larry, having experienced Chinese boxing in the 90s, we had a Chinese sensation. I just told my listeners about that. He was an MMA fighter and a kung fu master, and they brought him over to boxing, and they put him with me for a couple of days in Macau before the fight, and he was training in the morning. He wouldn't run with us, but he would train on 14 strips of bacon and things like that. That's what his diet consisted of. So anyway, he ended up getting lit up. He couldn't fight. I watched the Olympian, the two-time Olympian the other night. I know it was, you know, early on for him as a professional, but I just don't see what the Chinese want to see there. I think they're dreaming.
Maybe. But he was a two-time gold medalist and three-time international champion, so he's got something there. I think he didn't look quite professional in that fight. You thought they would have put him in with the most sacrificial of sacrificial lambs, but they put him in with this very tall, very awkward Mexican 18-year-old, and
who was tough.
He didn't know he wasn't supposed to win. And yep. He made it tough. And Xiuming, I think to his credit, decided, okay, I can't just box this guy the way I boxed a lot of guys in the amateurs. And he tried to make a brawl out of it. Won every round, but didn't look like a superhuman prospect. But we'll see as things go along. Maybe he'll be a crowd pleaser, and maybe he'll return to his old boxing style, depending on who the opponent is. But it's a start, and 200 plus million Chinese saw it on television.
Yeah, I know. I know. And we were over there in '93 and '94. We were figuring out the television demographics, configurations, and things like that. They're talking about pay-per-view at that point in time, trying to put a pay-per-view process in, all kinds of things over there. And I know that they've got the people. I know they've got the money. I just don't know if they've got the talent here. Speaking of talent, tonight, your ex-employer, HBO, is going with Nonito Donair, the once-beaten Filipino Flash out of Newark, California, Filipino-American born here in the United States, taking on the Cuban-born Guillermo Rigueno, the unbeaten 122-pound counterpart. Now, Rigueno is a two-time Olympic gold medalist, too, but he's looked a little bit more promising in his fights, especially in his debut, than he has the Chinese fighter.
Well, Cuba and the Philippines and Puerto Rico and other relatively small places, everything is relatively small compared to China, have real boxing cultures, real boxing infrastructures. On the other hand, Yao Ming came out of China.
Yeah.
And so you have to, there may be exceptions to the rule now and then of fighters coming from places that you don't expect serious fighters to come from. I am fascinated by and very interested in the fight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Rigondeaux has ever been hit a good professional punch in his style, and I think somewhere along the way, Donair will hit him, and then we'll see what he's made of and how Donair handles that kind of a Olympic-style boxer.
Want to say hello to Johnny down there in San Bernardino. They call it the Island Empire. Listen on 910 AM KRAK Radio. Manny Pacquiao. All right, so who are you picking here tonight, Donair or Rigueno?
Are you asking me,
yeah,
Pedro?
Yeah, you're the godfather. I mean, yeah,
since I'm not actually doing the fight.
Okay.
I never made predictions of fights I would do,
mm-hmm.
although I always had thoughts about it. I do think I will give the edge to Donair until proven otherwise. He's been active, much more active than other top fighters in the last year or two. He can box, and he can punch. He's a classic boxer-puncher, and I think somewhere along the way he'll get his licks in, and then I think going in he has to be the favorite. And Rigondeaux, after 500 amateur fights and 11 professional fights, still has to prove he can deal with a fighter of that magnitude.
Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. He is the most famous freelance HBO, ex-HBO broadcast. That's why I call you a free agent. I used to be a free agent. I used to go around the promoters and try to get gigs and travel around the world. Finally, I said, I had enough. I don't want to travel anymore. I know I'll leave it traveling up to you, Larry. I don't want to travel. I really don't.
If it's a good fight in an interesting place and they make me a good offer, I'll listen and I'll get on a plane.
Okay. I had him on the show a little earlier. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, 20-0, 14 kills. Is Tyson Fury the cure to the Klitschko boar?
I don't know. The fighters we see from Britain usually have a ceiling below that of world champion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's the answer. I just don't know. Until he's fought somebody serious and gets tested. Right now, what he can say is he's big.
Mm-hmm.
And they've moved him in the correct way. And everybody seems to be either aiming for a fight with Klitschko, which would be their biggest payday, or waiting until the Klitschkos retire.
Well, he doesn't seem to want to wait for the Klitschkos to retire. He would like to fight either of the Klitschkos, specifically Vladimir.
Well, I think that that's the way most heavyweights feel, and they feel that today. Look, it's a sport. It's a business, and business-wise, that's where the payoff is. And the Klitschkos are in their late 30s and early 40s. And one of these days, we're going to wake up and in the morning, and there's going to be a new heavyweight champion. We just don't know what day or who will be.
Okay. The American hope is Deontay Wilder. He's an unbeaten lad, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. They call him the bronze bomber. Mark Breland is training him, but he has yet to fight anybody with a pulse. He's taking on Audley Harrison, the former Olympic gold medalist from the UK.
Harrison has less than a pulse. Much less a pulse. But, you know, one of the ways you judge a fighter, Pedro, I've always thought, is what the management thinks of him. Because they'll know more about him than you will. And how you can judge that is by how they match him. And here, 5 years after his Olympics, and, 24, 25 fights into his professional career. He's fighting Audley Harrison.
Yep.
They're moving him...
backwards, Larry.
Rather carefully, I'd say.
I say they're moving him backwards. He's, like, regressing. I mean, as far as his ability to put up is concerned, I mean, the guy's 6'7", 6'8". He's, like, 250 pounds. He should be out there... making a statement. He's an American. He should be out there making a statement. He should be hiding out.
Pedro, he and his management are making a statement. They don't think he's a serious fighter.
Good point.
If they did think he was a serious fighter, the statement would be made by having him fight more serious opponents.
You know what? That's why you are the Godfather. That eloquent little synopsis right there, that sort of says it all. No doubt about that. Larry, how's your wife dealing with the jet lag? She doing okay?
She's doing a little better than me, actually. She's been getting 10 or 11 hours of sleep.
Well.
No, we're doing good. I feel I got my land legs under me again, and I'm going out for a nice long walk after this show and getting on with my day, and I'll watch the fight tonight.
The Godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, all the best to you. Say hello to the Godmother for me, and I will talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember when we met, we listened to the radio. Tune in the stylistics and dance.